heat, and we can ride the boogie, share that beat of love. I wanna ride.
Listen.
I love it.
How are you, bitch?
I'm really great, actually.
You know what I've noticed?
What?
Whenever we start this, I'm always the first to say hey.
Oh, are you?
I want you to change that energy up, Damely. I want you to fucking say hey.
You know, I do not listen back to the episodes, so I wouldn't even know. I think I've only listened to a couple.
Oh, rude.
Yeah, because I get the vulnerability hangover.
Yes, and this is something we just spoke about with our previous guest, Madison.
Yes, the vulnerability hangover that we all get.
It is real. It is very real for people who don't know.
Yeah.
You think you finish a podcast and sometimes you're really high and light after it, and then time seeks in.
That you've got to it's got to be around. Then you know that other people are about to listen to it. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, whoa, how am I going to be perceived? How are people taking this? Hope people don't think that, you know, I have some weird fucking opinions. Or, you know, you just start to think,
fuck, I just put that out there. And it becomes very daunting, very scary. Yeah. And you just doubt everything you say.
There is literally so many times where I've been like, maybe I need to do a post where I explain why I said that. Maybe people take that the wrong way. And then I'm like, you know what? Whatever.
And then you just do your thing and you just don't listen.
It's literally the point of the podcast, right? Fuck the filter. Is sometimes in your day-to-day life you just say things. I love
vulnerability because I go, what are human connections without it?
It's the only way to have it.
Yeah. So, you know what? Fuck it. And honestly, we are so proud of that podcast with Madison. She done a great job.
Yeah.
And it is hard to do your first thing and put stuff out.
Oh, yeah. Especially over such a sensitive sort of topic.
Yeah.
Very touchy, very sensitive, emotionally fueled.
Yeah.
All of the things. I'm just listening to my voice right now in my ear holes.
Turning you on.
And I really like it. You know those weird ones that do like the ASMR? They're like,
what's weird about a bitch? I love ASMR. Did you have to add the
I know you mouth noises love though. The mouth noises.
Right, but you know what I love? I love it when they like cut the soap off and then they cut it.
Oh, I love that too.
I know. It's so nice.
And those crunchy like slime ones that are like the magnetic sand where they slice it.
Oh, it's just like orgasms for your ears. I really love that. I don't know what it is.
Why is that?
I don't know.
But I know it's ASMR.
It's just something so sensory. And actually, like, I watch a few reality TV shows, and there's this account that actually gets clips from the reality TV shows, and they like whisper all the talking as in ASMR. And fuck, it sounds so funny and good because you're just like, and everything just sounds so amazing. I don't know what it is.
Whispering. I really love whispering.
Do you really?
I think it's really nice. Does it make you feel relaxed?
It does make me feel relaxed.
Does it create any sensations within?
I don't know. It just is like a calming.
I find it annoying.
Oh.
No.
That's what
I like loud sounds.
I think we gathered that, Dub.
Yeah.
I think anyone driving next to you gathered that.
They make me like, I'm like, can you fucking talk up?
Oh, and I don't like faster. Okay. So I don't like whispering when you can't hear it. Like, I need to be able to hear what you're saying.
Oh, right.
If you're like, what?
Stop mumbling, bitch.
What?
Or like. Anyway, fucking random. Okay, on that note, what is your challenge and your win for the week, Caitlin?
Oh, I feel like it's been a short week since we talked last. Oh, but
probably. Now we're doing two episodes a week. It does feel a lot shorter.
Yeah, challenge. Oh, my God. You know, it probably won't even be my challenge, but I was dropping the kids off to – oh, I forgot my shoes for drop-off today. Do you know how embarrassing that was?
You peasant.
Peasant. And I didn't even put makeup on.
Which makes it worse.
I know. I was like, I really look like a fucking scrub. I haven't had my hair done, my makeup's not done, and I'm wearing no shoes. But you know what? Both my kids had shoes on. They both look cute.
But also,
I saw another mum and I could hear her in the car park and she was like getting up her kids, whatever.
Yeah.
And then
As we do.
And we were in the lift. We hopped in the same lift together. And then her little boy was like, but will the park not be open today if I don't behave or something? And then I was like, I could just, you know, when you look at a mum and you could just see she's fucking drained.
She's done. I've seen a few of those at daycare.
I was like, oh, yeah, the park closes when you don't behave. And then she was like, oh, bribery, like trying to make it. I'm like, that's what parenting is, really.
Sweetie, it's just surviving.
Right? And then so I dropped Louie off and then I went and dropped Lila off. And then as I was walking down the stairs afterwards, I felt really bad because she was in the stairwell with her little girl and she was crying. Like the mum was crying. And she was like, please, can you just behave? Like, can you just not cause a big scene right now? Like, and I was like,
oh my God, my heart.
Because we've all been there as mothers where you're fucking done. Like the cup is empty. It's dry.
It's fucking dry. You're holding,
and you know that's when it's really bad is when you get in public places and you're like, I cannot even put on a smile anymore. Like no. I'm done.
And you know it too because you're just like, please. And also it's like, I can't give you patience right now.
Yeah.
Okay, mummy's fucked. And I need to demonstrate some sort of patience in front of people.
Yeah.
Right? Like because at daycare especially, you're like, oh, my God, I don't want them to think I'm like a bad mom, right? We don't want to like fucking snap. But that's the thing is like, this is why filling our cup is so important.
And I felt so bad for her because we know what that feeling's like where you've just reached a limit and she was literally crying. And oh my God,
did you say something to her?
No, I didn't want to because –
No, you need to.
I know, but I didn't want to put that extra pressure on her thinking people are seeing her
okay,
this way.
Okay, this is what I did. I've seen mums like this even at the shop or something and I literally will look at them.
Like buy her flowers.
No, I literally have looked at them and I'm like, I feel you. Yeah. I know exactly where you – I literally will say that to them.
Well, that's what I tried to do in the lift. I was like, oh, yeah, it's like, you know, like – so I could – and then I just felt bad and I just wanted to give her a moment because I know sometimes when I'm upset that I don't want to be acknowledged. I just want to be able to feel it on my own.
Yeah.
So I just felt horrible because I was like, oh, we've all been
I'm always
there.
Like, I fucking feel you. Yeah. Okay. I feel you. I know what you're – like
I also
didn't want
to stand because I was passing her in the stairwell. I didn't want to stop and be like – when she's in the middle of talking to her daughter, you know what I mean?
True. She's not having like a moment to herself where you can be like, hey.
Yeah, if she was by herself, I'd be like, oh my God, okay. You're fine. But she's trying to tell her daughter something. I didn't want to stop and be like, oh, excuse me, like, feel you. But I was just like,
like you're too far away sort of thing.
Yeah. So that was, it wasn't my challenge, but I just thought, you know what, mums, it's okay to have fucking bad days. It is really okay. And we all get it as much as sometimes you think you don't. Everyone gets it.
Just fucking cry.
Oh, mate. I just felt bad because that's when you know.
You've had a rough day.
Rough day. Like, and it was it was like, 7:30, 8 in the morning and it was already that. Like, you poor thing. You've just reached your limit. You need some time and some self-care.
You're fucking done, sweetie. Yeah. Fill up the cup. Okay, and a win.
Stop it.
You big protector, you.
German shepherd, you. A win would probably be – oh, we had fun. We went to my cousin's child's birthday party. We were there all day. You need to chill, mate.
Kaylin's puppy is getting very involved.
He just wanted to know that he has not had a win. He had a bad haircut this week and he's not happy about it. But, yeah, and then – because Louis, we were there all day. We were there from 9:30 to 6:30.
It's a big day for kids, eh?
Massive. Louis didn't even have a nap. Normally he's a shit, brave. But he handled it like a champ.
Probably because he's just having fun.
He was having fun. And I love seeing kids distracted. In their environment.
Yeah.
So it was a win. I think that's – I did too much exciting this week. Like, that's all I can think of.
No, they're good. I feel like that's good. I feel like fucking good. Do you, bitch.
Oh, I I had a salad.
Fucking yes, you did.
Healthy eating. That's a win for this week.
Do you, boo-boo?
Yoo-hoo-hoo. Okay, what about you?
I don't know.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, challenge. I don't feel like I've challenged myself.
Oh, I think I can pick your challenge.
Oh, wait, I went to the gym.
I was going
to
say, your challenge was hyping yourself up.
And then that took me hours. It took me a day hyping myself. But the trainer at FitStop, she is the one that literally messages me like, hello, Jamie Lee. sends me a little voice message. She goes, now when, how are we getting you back into the gym this week? I know you've had a really great holiday. And she tried to send one when I came back from New Zealand.
You're like, not ready.
And then I forgot to reply because I had just been busy doing everything. And then she goes, okay, I'm going to try this again. How are we today? Maybe we should get in this week. And I said, honestly, thank you so much because I really need accountability. Like I paid an accountability coach once, like literally someone to hold me accountable.
Did you really?
Yeah. Grania that I used for my business, but helped me keep accountable for everything, right? Yeah. So it was just like somebody going, hey, Jim Lee, these were your goals this week. Have we achieved this today? Have you reached this goal, this goal, this goal? Bitch, best money I ever spent. Like I need someone to keep me accountable.
So do I. That's what I've learned. I need someone to push me. Otherwise, if I just do it for myself, I don't do it. Whereas if I do it for someone else, I'll do it.
Wait, I did not want to let her down.
No, like, you don't. But like, if it comes to letting me down, I'm like, fuck it, I'm used to it. Yeah. But if I do it to someone else, I can't. I'm like, I can't let them down.
No.
I can't let them know that I let them down.
Like, my God, it was just this battle. But I did it. I went. I forgot that I had a sore knee from having my accident, my little accident on the mountain. But I forgot that I'd fucking broken my knee. I didn't break my knee, but I just really hurt.
Felt it anyway.
So I did the workout anyway. It was hard. I enjoyed it. I felt fucking amazing afterwards. So I would say that would be my challenge and my win all in one.
Yeah. How is your body the next day?
Sore.
Yeah.
You know when you're like on the toilet, like you literally can't even sit down, on the toilet. But then my another win was John gave me a massage.
Busted.
I was fucking. Yes. Afterwards,
yes.
But wait, no, I gave him a massage first. Anyway.
Fucking wow, moving on. Set the scene, Jamie Lee. What happened? Did you light a candle? You would have lit a candle.
No.
Oh, okay.
But he tried to light a candle, but we didn't have any. And I said, fuck it, don't worry about it. Just get in there with that oil. Lather me up. Lather Big Mama up. No, but that was fucking epic. Oh, I fucking love massages.
Wait, I was going to book myself in for one tomorrow.
Oh, do it. I'm obsessed with massages.
Now that we took today off.
Yep. Well, yep.
I have tomorrow free.
Sweetie, tomorrow is your day.
I was going to be like, massage.
What are you doing?
Well, okay.
So okay, if you had to plan out. Okay, wait. Okay, if you had to plan out one day, you have one day.
You have
an entire 12 hours to do whatever the fuck you want.
I know.
Okay, ultimate day. Money's not an issue. No, but time's not an issue. Yeah. Nothing's an issue. What are you doing?
Well, I have an Indona spa voucher for a surrender package. So I was like, I could go get massage, facial. Then I was like, I could go get my nails and eyelashes done or something, like treat myself because I'd never do that. So I was like, I could do that. It's not too late to book.
And this is what I love doing, right, is getting like dressed, doing all of those things, spoiling yourself, but then taking yourself out somewhere really nice for lunch.
Yeah.
Getting yourself a really nice meal, having a really nice drink just by yourself, just chilling.
Because you know what? I never do that. Like otherwise I'll just sit around the house because I go, oh, I've got housework to do.
Somewhere with a nice view.
Ooh.
And you literally, and then listen to music like on your way home in the car.
You know what I'm going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a coffee at the beach and just fucking relax.
You're going to relax.
I'm going to relax.
Do it after your massage. And you just like take a beach towel, lay there in the sun, get some vitamin D, have a coffee, read a book
on the beach. That's one of my favorite things to do. And I never get to do that anymore because what happens when you're at the beach with your kids?
Absolutely fucking nothing other than trying to get them to not run in the water.
Yeah, not drown and not throw sand all over yourself.
Literally. Oh my God, that's what you're doing tomorrow.
I am doing that tomorrow.
I want a full vlog of the whole day.
Okay, I'll try my best.
No, you can vlog. I know you can vlog.
Okay, I will do it then, just for you and for everyone listening, even though you're not interested.
No, but it is. I love that stuff. I love mini vlogs.
I know. So now I'm like, oh my God, I wonder if I can like, it just sounds really bad. Chuck Louie in another day and then I get a day to.
But why is that bad?
No, it's not bad. Like, but whatever.
Sweetie, I don't know how you do it most weeks. I'd be a fucking mess. Well, and that's something that I've had to really actually sit with is realizing that not comparing myself to other mothers because for me, I honestly sit in awe of mothers like you. And I seriously, no, don't squirm. Okay. I'm being serious. where you are at home with your children and you're giving like attention and love and doing activities and stuff. I genuinely, this is just who I am, and I've had to really sit to accept it, is I'm just not that mom. I'm not that person. Yeah, I cannot do it.
Yeah, but you probably have strengths in so many other ways.
Oh, yeah, it's not. So I don't think it's about strengths or weaknesses, but I think that's
when you're comparing. So you don't. When you get into the habit of comparing, you then don't see what you actually have to offer.
Yeah.
Like, so you just think of what other people are doing and what they're, you know, really good at, but then you lose sight of what you're really good at and what you actually have.
Yeah.
Like, you would be so much more, for example, Owen goes to daycare, right? So you would be so much more patient in the evenings with him when he would have a tantrum or something. Where I've been with my kids all day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My patience isn't.
This is what much. I mean is yeah. I think to myself, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, but I'm even not that patient sometimes.
No, but.
In my.
Yeah, but.
You know,
but your limits.
Yeah.
Your limits are always different to other people's limits too. Yeah. Like, except for with mine as well. Like, I might say I'm not patient, but I might be patient compared to someone else.
Yes, or yeah.
But I think. Yeah, I think when you get stuck into the trap of comparison is a thief of joy.
Oh,
everyone always says it, right?
Yeah.
And I've had to pull myself up sometimes when I do compare. I think it's a natural thing though as well. I think
we all do.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
But yeah, I just feel like I need to fill my cup. Like I'm sometimes, I know this is weird because I obviously don't work a full-time job anymore. I think to myself, how the fuck did I do that? I genuinely sit now and I'm like, how did I work a full-time job and be a mother and be a partner at the same time?
But you also, like, you come accustomed to what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is how when – okay, so with working out, you use working out as an example.
Yeah.
I don't have much energy all the time, but it's because I'm not working out. Whereas if I was to work out, my body then produces energy because it knows I'm going to work out.
Yep. Okay. I know what you mean.
Yeah. So if you go and you look at things like right now, you're not working. So you don't need, do you know what I'm trying to say?
No, like, I really do because like my working can seriously be sitting on the couch, watching TV on my laptop and doing stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't require It doesn't require me to have this insane amount of motivation where I have to get up every morning and have the energy to like, I don't need to be that person anymore. So my body just doesn't.
But if you were thrown in that situation, you could do it, but it's just because you know you don't really need to right now. It's like you've just become accustomed to what you're.
Yeah. And I also think I'm just like,
which is why, you know, people get out of their comfort zone and stuff because you're so used to the way you're living.
Yeah, I just think to myself, I don't know how some people do it.
No, I don't know how people do it either. I don't know. But I think everyone feels that way about something. Like, everyone has that about something.
Yeah, because then I think to myself, at times when you're not full-time working, it's kind of like, what the fuck am I doing? So then that kind of is a struggle and a challenge within itself, just like going to work every day is. It's the same sort of battle is like that mental battle of like, why the fuck am I turning up for this job every day? But then if you're just at home doing nothing, it's kind of like, what the fuck am I doing all day?
Yeah.
So it's like that same, everyone it's has just that, different.
Yeah, it's just different. Everyone has a different boundary, like different levels of what the fuck am I doing?
All I know is life is fucking crazy.
Oi, life is fucked. I've really sat with that lately and I'm like, why do we think so much about everything? Like, why does everything have to have a reason?
My God, I listened to this amazing video on Instagram the other day. This guy I follow, he's fucking batshit crazy. I swear to God, he's batshit crazy.
Okay.
Listen, he might not be. Okay.
Probably is. Who is it?
But he talks about like celestial beings and like, you know, just that sort of like very spiritual sort of person. So he's maybe not batshit crazy. It's just very out of the norm thinking, right?
Okay.
But he did this really amazing exercise that you have to do. And he's like, it should change your perspective on things, right?
Okay.
I found it such a perspective shift after I listened to it, right? So he said, imagine, get yourself as if you're on a drone, right? Yep. Bring yourself up, out of your world, and you're overlooking yourself like an eagle, like a drone, right?
Okay.
And you're sitting there and all you're seeing right? Little bird's eye view, look down at yourself as if you're just some character, right? Just look down. You're just looking down, watching you in your home, doing whatever you're doing throughout your day. And he's like, just look at how you're interacting. Look at how you're talking. Are you nagging? Are you always complaining? Are you always over talking people? Or are you sitting and listening and taking in the world around you?
Yeah.
And like just really embracing life? Or are you constantly trying to control it, control the narrative, control what people are doing, saying?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing? Like, look at it from a bird's eye view. Like, it's not you. Like, you're this little character in a game. And it's like, and then your perspective should shift. When you're in those moments of feeling like you're out of, like, you're trying to gain some sort of perspective, is do that. Imagine yourself.
You look at yourself as if you're watching yourself. Like,
yes. Yeah. And then you start to think, oh, what? How annoying.
Yeah.
That's actually not how I want to operate the world.
No, that's true.
That's not how I want to be. I don't want to be annoying. I want to take it all in. I want to experience. I want to like indulge myself. And then he basically says like your purpose of coming to this earth, this is where it gets like a little bit like I don't really know. Not weird, but like, I mean, obviously we sort of agree with some sort of things spiritually, but your purpose to come down here is to listen, is to facilitate, is to be in line with your purpose, figuring out what that purpose is and being in line with it. So you're not always trying to, your life just sort of flows.
Right.
Rather than you always trying to control and change and talk over people and things like that. Like, it's like realizing what your purpose is.
Yeah.
Going bird's eye view. Realizing what your purpose is, looking down and being like, hey, are you really fulfilling your purpose?
Does this little shit matter?
Yeah.
Right? I feel like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I found that really interesting.
No, I like that. I like that. It's like watching, just seeing yourself from a different lens as well. Yeah. Right? Like, yeah.
Like you're not really absorbing, you're just functioning.
Ugh.
And I don't like it.
Ugh.
But it just made me be like, okay, what's my purpose?
Oh, fucking don't get me started. I wish I knew.
Oh, I already know what my purpose is. Oh, okay, is it? So yeah.
Oh,
I have a fucking diary and it's called Goal Digger.
Yeah.
My mom got it for me a while ago. And in it, it makes you break down and then get your answer to what your purpose is, what your why is. And back like a year or something ago when I was doing makeup,
yeah,
I ended up breaking it down, right? And I was like, my purpose or what I feel like is driving my passion, my whatever is connecting with women.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Connecting women, talking to women. But I always thought that it was through makeup that I was doing that. But makeup isn't my why. Makeup wasn't my passion or my purpose.
Which is so bizarre because I fully thought makeup was your passion.
I think I did.
Yeah.
Right? So then I look back now and I'm like, oh my God, no. But I'm still doing that with this podcast.
Yeah.
It's still the same purpose.
Yeah.
It's what fires me, like fires me the fuck up. Good.
I love that.
But is giving women confidence, is connecting women with other women.
Yeah.
And maybe even not just women, but more women, I feel like.
Yeah.
But that is my purpose. Connection. I feel like connection, vulnerability, connecting people with their own power, like myself, that's my purpose.
Yeah. Okay, right? This makes so much more sense now. Like,
right? So you got to think about what lights you the fuck up. Yeah. What is like, I could literally do this in whatever way it's being channeled through, whether it be the podcast, whether it be makeup, whether it be being a hairdresser, whether it's through, spray tanning, whether it's through being a psychologist or a fucking fitness instructor.
Veterinarian who likes to save animals.
Right. Like, so it's maybe not so much veterinarian because it's not women, but what I'm trying to say is there's like all those. No, I mean like as in all of those sorts of professions still feed into the same purpose or the same why,
right,
is connecting women with their confidence, with their power, with connecting with another woman, talking about vulnerabilities and stuff like that. It doesn't matter how you're doing it. It can still be that why.
My purpose. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So do you feel like when you think about what really fires you up.
Oh, gosh, I'd have to sit and think for a while though.
But do you not think that connecting with women?
Oh, no, it does. But I also don't just want to say that just because you said that.
No, but I don't think it's about that. But no, that's why you brought this podcast to me. I didn't bring it to
but
you.
But I love just putting the voice out there for things that you don't often talk about. Because obviously growing up in my family, we speak about everything.
Yeah.
And people would always be like, oh, my God, you talk to your family about that. And I'm like, well, why aren't people talking about these things to people?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with that.
But that's really what a purpose is.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like feeling like you're really connected to this why.
Yeah.
Like you're doing this podcast, but why?
I love it.
That's your why.
Yeah.
Like even with your own daughter.
Yeah.
It's like you want to be vulnerable with her. You want to connect with her. You want to build her self-confidence. Even with Louis, like you want him to be a good man and have great experiences and be vulnerable and connect. Like for me, that's how I show up.
Yeah,
like that in my relationships as a mother, as a friend, as a human being, in a career sense, everything is fueled by that purpose and that why.
Yeah. No, that makes so much sense.
Right? Yeah. Like I think sometimes when people
think when people purpose, say purpose, they like I go, oh, what job do I want? Like yes, it's so weird, career. Right? Like, yeah. You
right?
don't go deep into it and say this is my purpose. I'm like,
yes.
Oh, well, what do I want to do? Like,
because this is what people do, right? Is this a society? We go, oh, so what do you do for work?
Oh, my God. I get asked that all the time. And I'm just going to – can you stop fucking asking me? Like, so what do you do?
Do you know what, bitch?
Well, I'm chasing after my – this happened on the weekend because we also did like a little work thing for Michael's thing. And I met someone I hadn't met before. And I was chasing after my kids like all day. Like, and Louis was literally sitting on top of me. And
you're
then,
just fucking exhausted. Oh, you're touched then, out.
This dude just looks at me and goes, oh, so what do you do? And I'm like, can't – really?
You've just seen me doing it.
I'm doing it right now. Like, and I know it's such a – like people just say it to start conversations, but fucking annoys me sometimes.
No, but do you know what? Even if you were a lawyer, right, like just think the high-paying, high-performing woman, right? Someone's like, oh, so what do you do for work? Oh, you're a lawyer. Oh,
well, when I said, oh, I just stay at home with the kids, he's like, oh, that's the most important thing to do though.
Yeah.
So I love that he said that, but I'm like, really, why do we have to ask me what I do?
No, because we as – women feel less than because we don't have
but don't have a job.
Yeah, but you got to think that woman that's like a lawyer, high performing, high job, she might be fucking miserable and being like, I just want to be a mother.
Yeah.
I would give anything in my life to be a mother
right
now.
Well, I know that I am like I'm going to value these years that I'm at home with my kids. So
I know
much.
You got to think, you got to put it in perspective. Yeah, it's so hard.
But I just hate being asked that question sometimes because I'm like, why does it matter what I do?
It actually doesn't matter. Yeah. And I watched this thing and it was like, if someone asks you what you do for a job, just don't answer them. Just go, oh, I do well. I do. They said something and they were like, just be like, oh, you know, I just love raising my kids or something. Yeah. And then they're like, it stops the conversation.
Yeah.
If you put a positive connotation on it, like, but not actually answer their question.
Yeah.
Because it's actually none of anyone's business what
you do. I think that's
what
it is. It's a trigger going, oh, people are going to think I'm not doing anything. But it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Because, like, even he was like, completely. No, it's the most important thing you can do. And I know that, but it's still like such a, well, I'm not. I don't know why I feel like that when I know it's the most important job ever.
We all do it because when I talk to my therapist, she goes, we tie our worth as women or whatever on our productivity and bringing money and productivity to the household. She's like, we forget how much we actually contribute.
Oh, my gosh. And I know I do.
Everyone does, right? But it's like this thing is you – it's like this unsaid thing where we think, well, we're not bringing money into the home, so what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, so you get like a shake, like you're like, oh, well, I'm
just home. And also I think what – it's almost like when people ask you what sort of job you do, it's like they're trying to categorize
what
you.
What kind of person, what level of person you are.
Yeah, like
right?
What status you have, right? Like do I want to continue a conversation with this person?
Like,
what
does this person do? Yeah. Where's her value? Like what her value in society is she? Like is she a doctor? Well, that's great value. You help a lot of people out.
Yes. Whereas
if you are a what's his
yeah. Know.
Something.
Literally though.
Yeah.
It's like, do we continue this conversation or do we just not know where to go from here? So they said, I think it was my dad maybe, or someone said, instead of asking someone what they do for work, just go, how have you been?
I love that.
How's life? How's life treating you? How are you?
Because then if they want to talk about work, they'll go into work.
Yep. So you're actually wondering how that person's going.
Yeah.
Or what passion or what projects are you working on at the moment? What passions do you have?
Doing any hobbies? Or, I don't know.
Like
what are you enjoying lately?
Yeah, literally. So it's making it not about your status, not about that. It's actually about who that person is as a human, because genuinely, do you really give a fuck about what someone does for work?
No, I really don't. That's why I fucking hate it when people ask me, because I know they don't really care.
No.
They don't give a fuck what I do. I should have just said, I'm a stripper.
Yeah. Then what would they fucking say?
Yeah. No, you know what I mean? Like, I should just make up something.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually analyze dog shit.
Oh my God. Can you do that? That'd be so good. I wish I was a funny person. Like
I know.
That.
I wish I could pull that shit off, but I just make it so awkward. I don't have that ability to come off funny. I just come off
I actually analyze dog shit for a living.
That's why I put my dog. Like,
can you imagine people's faces?
I'd be like, huh?
How did you even come up?
I don't know. I just saw my dog and I was like, yeah,
does
dog
anyone
shit.
Actually do that?
I don't know. What would you analyze?
Oh, there's some weird fucking jokes.
But then I go,
there.
Caitlin, stop me. I know it's my issue that I don't like being asked that question. So I'm like, stop being so fucking sensitive. Who cares?
Hey, it's not.
I'd probably ask people that. I'd probably do that.
Oh, fucking it doesn't matter. Same.
Sensitive fucking Betty. Anyway.
Oh, moving on.
Anyway.
Really suppress those feelings for me. Thank you.
Like, fuck her off.
Okay, fucking moving on.
Oh, what was I thinking about just then?
I don't know. Analyzing dog shit?
Oh, there's some in the front yard. What was I going to say?
I have no idea.
Oh, fuck it. Who cares?
Who cares? Okay. We have some good little secrets.
Oh, my gosh. We have some good fucking secrets.
I don't know if anyone's seen our story where we're like, oh, my God, whoever the fucking sent these in needs to message us.
Because I'm really upset that they didn't.
No, because it's a very
– I get it.
We understand why, right? We get it.
Okay. We get it. Blah, blah, blah.
But we would never tell
anyone who you were. But if you listen to this, you need to send in more details because we need to know.
Even just anonymously through
go to the website, send us an email. Like you can make a details. Fake email that just says secret.
Bob@hotmail.com.
Yep. Love a good Bob. Yeah. And we need to know details. Okay. So the secret is.
Oh, there's some. Honestly, I'm really liking these.
I know,
I'm glad
people love
sending these in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Give us all the juice.
Love it. It says, I was an escort for several years working privately and in brothels. I actually missed the job, but mainly the girls and the tea from the girls' room. No one, including my partner, knows that to this day.
It's mind-blowing.
Like, I need to know details. I want to know. Okay.
I fucking love it.
Why? Oh, my God. I gasped.
Yeah, I gasped.
Yeah, I sent it to Jamie. I was like, oh, my God.
It was good.
We need more. I need to know, like, what was the weirdest request you got from a client? What was the best client you had? Was it awkward the first time you went into this role? Like, I just need to know so many things.
There's details.
We need details. So if you listen to it, please send us details. We never need to know who you are.
Do know some people that work at a brothel.
What are we doing for our lives?
Maybe I could just ask them to come on.
Bitch.
I know. I don't realize
seriously,
the people
that Jamie does my head in sometimes. Like, she will send me these people. And she's like, oh, this. I'm like, excuse me. How do you know this person?
I just make up. Like, you just end up meeting so many different people.
Well, I want to talk to a brothel worker because I have questions.
Oh, I found it so interesting. They're always so open. And I love that, though. I just love it. It's so intriguing to me. And I also was able to get it from a man's perspective as well. So
what do you mean?
I have a few people, someone that I know that's been to brothels a lot.
Oh, right, yeah.
So he was able to tell me what like goes down from the man's perspective,
okay,
which I found really interesting.
Oh my God, we need to have the brothel worker quiet.
So one of the biggest things was he was like, they have like the checks where the girl has to come check everything and then they have a shower and everything like that beforehand.
I've seen this on
It really happens. Yeah, which I thought was like, oh, really? And I was like,
well, it makes sense.
But then I was like, why do you go to a brothel when you can just get free sex, right?
Yeah.
This was my thing. I was like, you have an abundance of women that you could access.
Right.
And he's like, it's less effort. I could just rock up. Get what I needed to get done and leave.
True, they don't need to try.
And that was it. I didn't need to try. I didn't need to, like, pretend like I was, like, worried about performance. Like, it was just done.
That makes so much sense.
It does, though, doesn't it? Like, that's what you're paying for. You're paying for convenience, and I love it, and I love that there's – I love that there's women out there that just can fulfill those things, because sometimes I think it's actually preferable, instead of going and trying to find a woman and manipulating her into having sex and then making her feel like shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, at least he's just getting what he wants.
He's not hurting anyone's feelings.
No one's hurt. Everyone's, it's a business transaction. I feel like I want to have him on.
Do you reckon he'll talk?
Probably not, no.
But no one will know who he is. We can put him as little.
Nah, daddy. But I can ask questions.
Okay.
I can message.
Oh, yeah, ask questions. Ask a message.
Yeah. I need to know, how do you keep that sort of secret for so long?
Yeah, like, where are you?
With your partner.
But it's probably like a new partner and he doesn't know, okay, or she doesn't know.
But then again, okay, this is another thing I need to know, is why do you keep it secret? Like, yes, obviously, I know that there's like shame. The stigma, yeah, and shame around it. But with your partner, for me, I would be like, fuck, I need to let him know this like straight up, so that I don't feel like I have to pretend to be somebody that I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I also want to know, like, do you ever just run into a client on the street?
Oh, my gosh. I did this once. So, obviously, I used to work at a sex shop. Oh. I wasn't working at a brothel or anything, but I worked at a sex shop and I had this man come in, and he used to come in all the time. And I forgot, like, you have to be really aware that where you know that person from, so that you can't disclose where you know them from, right? Because you don't know if like whoever that they're with knows. Anyway, I seen this guy out. And he was with this lady and we were actually out like drinking. I was at a pub or something. And I was like, I know you from somewhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really, really know who you are. And he's like, no, I don't think you do. And I'm like, this lady's looking at me like, oh. And I was like, no, I can't put my finger on it. I know you. Anyway, it was like weeks later. He ended up coming into the shop. And I was like, oh my God, I just clicked where the fuck I knew you from. And he goes, yeah, that was my girlfriend. And she was thinking that we had slept together and that's why I was noticing, but we have been together so many years. So then it started asking questions like, where do you know this girl from?
Oh my gosh. And then it became awkward.
Yes. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't even, normally I can be like, oh no, I knew him from work.
Yeah.
I could not pin it. And I was like, nah, I know you. I know you.
Oh, I know you. You're like anal.
Stupid fucking drunk bitch. Oh. So I could imagine, as someone that's worked in a brothel, imagine walking down the street and just being like, oh my God, I definitely know that man.
Yeah.
Like with his kids. So this guy that I know that's been to brothels, I asked him, have you ever seen anyone that you've like from the brothels?
Yeah.
He's like, nah. I've never like seen them in real life.
And like, what? Okay, I need to ask him so many questions. And I want this.
Go, let's write it. Ask the question.
Yeah. And then I also, so if you're that listener who submitted that, please give us more details anonymously, like whatever.
Give us stories.
I love stories. Love it.
Give us more. So interesting. The weirder, guys, the better. I love it.
All right, we got another one. Says, slept with a guy in a 5-year relationship for a few months. He told me he was in love with me and couldn't even stand touching his girlfriend. We would spend hours on the phone. In the end, he chose her and they're still together. Sometimes I want to tell her and burn his world to the ground.
I mean, I don't blame you.
I don't blame you either. Just fucking do it. No, I don't know. Don't take my advice.
Burn his fucking life to the ground. Do they have children? If not, fucking burn it.
Like, I just think.
No, you know what? You know what? Burn it. Burn it. And I'm saying this because I'm – okay, these are my perspectives,
okay,
right?
Okay.
As the woman that's been cheated on,
yep,
it is her right
– to know.
To know.
And if she wants to move on from it, she can do the work, yep, and move – like they both can, not just she.
Yep.
He will have to make up more, but like they can do the work to move on from it.
Yeah.
But if she has no idea – that's fucked.
Nah, and you wouldn't – if he's doing 3 months and he's doing all of that, you wouldn't be the only one.
No.
That's the sad thing, is you wouldn't be the only one. And my thing is, right, it wasn't a random drunk kiss, right, like where you're like, oh, fuck, I'm really fucking up his whole life over this.
Yeah, like a one little random accident where you're like, oh, no. If it goes continuously on and he makes an effort
He told you he loved you.
can't tell. No.
Fucking lick my toes, cunt. No. Absolutely not.
No. I think the girlfriend or whatever the fuck.
Do you know what? Just send him send it anonymously.
Yeah.
Just be like, this is your
information to do what you want. Don't be rude about it.
No, just say I'm doing this because as a woman,
I would want to know.
I would want to know this. Even if she's young, whatever the fuck her age is, she will move on. She will find somebody else. But you know what?
And then I think you're also you're letting it go, right? You're putting it into her hands. And that's what I think is important. It needs to be put in her hands what decision she wants to make with her life. Right now, she doesn't know. So she doesn't even have a control over her own.
Imagine if they have children and then, like, you're locked
they
in.
They might have children.
Oh, no.
But she needs to know regardless if they have children or not.
Seriously, regardless.
It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter. And honestly, just say something. I know it might feel like you're blowing up your world as well and like creating drama. And I know sometimes you're kind of like, well, I don't want the drama.
But you know what? It's not your drama. It's his.
It exactly. It's and his ultimately, she will one day.
Whether it be now or in a few months.
Yeah, be so thankful that because if he's doing that and he's saying that, I guarantee you he's fulfilling absolutely none of her needs.
Yeah.
Like he would be probably manipulating her. He would be controlling because he'd be like, oh, I don't want her to cheat on me. So men that cheat like that, people that cheat like that on that level. Like have actual love
affairs.
Yeah.
It's
different. It's.
But you know what? I just think let her know and let her take control of her own life because right now she doesn't have it because she doesn't know.
Yeah.
So I think tell her.
Oh, 100%.
And then block them all.
Oh, yeah, just tell them and block them.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Even try from a fake
account.
She
asks, like, and she wants to know details, like I'd always give her the option of seeing the message and give her a voice to ask a question because she might just want to know details or want to know something. I think too many people block straight away without giving the –
because you
get – I know why they do it, but you also don't give her a chance to talk about it.
Yeah, or just clarification, I think it is, and because sometimes, obviously, the person that's cheating isn't very trustworthy or very honest.
Yeah.
So then you start to think, well, who the fuck am I believing here?
Yeah, and like, they need to know more stuff. So I reckon tell.
100%.
Yeah, fuck them, because he's just going to do it to someone else. You're not going to be the only one he cheats on her with.
Nah. And excuse me, fuck him. I mean, using you and telling you he loves you and then just like palming you off. Like a piece of, you know what? Just fuck him.
People are fucked. Fuck him.
Fuck him. It's not funny. Don't physically fuck him.
Don't. Yeah, you've done enough.
Moving on.
Oh, sorry. Your time here is done.
Fucking scrap him.
Scrap him. Blow up his world, bitch.
Yeah.
One person said, I vomited while giving my boyfriend a BJ.
Oh.
I feel like that's going to happen sometimes. I've never done the full vomit, but I have done that and then swallowed it back.
Ooh.
Yeah. Was it chunky?
Yeah. Drunk.
Swallowed it. Did they?
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Throw it up all over him? No, you're going to go.
Oh.
Yes. Swallow it back, sweetie.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't think, that's just like a given, I think, sometimes. Okay.
Well, I hope it's not.
No, but like, I feel like everyone would experience that once in their life.
Right? Just like come in the eye. Same thing.
That fucking stings. It stings. I think that's what peak eye really is. It's not fart in the eye. It's fucking semen in the eye. another one was a little bit disturbing.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard this one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm ready.
Okay, ready?
I love that it's disturbing.
I used my mum's vibrator.
Okay, that's different. You know what?
What did
you
say?
You do you, baby.
My whole life, I never liked anything vaginal.
Yes.
I later decided to use other alternatives such as a mascara bottle and even a paintbrush.
Oh, that's little.
Oh.
Very thin.
Very thin.
We need later some girth on this, really.
What are you doing? No wonder you're not enjoying it.
Get yourself a carrot, baby. Or
it's a candy. What are we doing?
It's a candy.
What is it? Later on, though, I found one of my mum's old vibrators. It no longer vibrated but was also designed for G-spot stimulation. I cleaned it off really well and then I did the deed with it and loved it. To this day, I still use it. I know it's disgusting to put inside – I know it's disgusting to put something that was most likely once inside my mum inside me, but the pleasure outweighs the shame.
Well, also you were inside.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Sorry, you came out of her too soon.
You were actually physically inside her vagina, yeah. But okay,
I wouldn't do it.
It's clean.
I couldn't even do it if it was clean. Okay, it's not my vibe.
It's definitely not my vibe. But as a kid or a teenager, maybe you're lacking the something, right? Like maybe I'm trying to help her along.
I feel like that's more when you're a kid, though.
Oh, I know.
Like, I feel like teenagers are like, ew, I'm having sex. But, like, now you'd be like, oh, yeah.
I wouldn't continue to use it.
Not to this day, no.
No.
Do you put it back where you found it? Oh, does she know God. Her does, vibrator's gone?
What's mum saying?
Yeah, like, does she
say, mum would know.
I'm sorry. If
you're how are you bringing where that you found up?
It. And then how do you know if she doesn't use it anymore? Maybe she doesn't need the batteries in it, you know?
Mum knows. That's the worst of it all. You don't want your mum to know. Wait,
you had to clean it. You were still touching her pussy juice.
Oh, I'm done. Absolutely not. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Like, do you clean it every time? Or you just assume she doesn't use it anymore?
Or did you just take her and pretend like it's just then yours?
She'd know because she'd be missing a vibrator.
So then why is she not saying anything? I'd be like, sweetie, are you using my fucking dildo? What's going on? Hey? Mama needs it back.
Yeah. You took my favorite one, bitch.
Or if you want it, I'll buy you one. Don't use mine. Why are you
buying one of your own?
Because she's obviously a kid, like a teenager. You can't just go to the shop and buy a dildo. I mean, this is why we need to have open dialogue about fucking things, isn't it?
Oh, I actually saw an article on – I didn't read it because I don't really read all these things, but I saw it on my Facebook. I was scrolling through and it was an article and it was like, my 16-year-old daughter asked me to buy her a vibrator.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
And she was like – she said all of her friends have one.
Okay.
I just don't know if that's too young. I don't know.
But then you think to yourself, girls these days are having sex at like 13.
My daughter will not be doing that.
Maybe not to your knowledge.
No, I'd prefer her to tell me, mum.
But this is what I mean, right? So if a daughter's like,
if she come up to me, I'd be like, oh, well, what are you feeling? I don't know.
But this is like people putting their kid on the pill.
Oh, I would never see. This is what, because now that I know all the stuff about the pill, I will not put her on it. But like, what else do you do?
This is what I mean. Then you're going to worry about teen pregnancies because, you know, as a girl, if you're going to parties or like sleep, like whatever that looks like, you know, you're kind of being in predicaments where you're kind of like, shit, let's not even risk it.
Yeah.
So you put them on the pill. What else are you going to do?
I don't know.
There's nothing else you can do. But I think a vibrator or something, like maybe, to be honest with you, maybe not a dildo. I'd maybe do like a little
clit thing.
They're like a little wee vibe, like a little
I'd do that too. I wouldn't get like this big fucking
boom, elephant dick. Get that 8 inches.
Mum, it's not actually big enough.
So huge. Anyway,
or maybe I'd do that as a joke. I'd be like, oh, you want one? Okay, I'd go get this big fuck off thing. And I'd be like,
the American challenges, have you seen them?
Bitch, they're just disgusting.
People are doing that.
I don't know how.
I've sold a lot.
Really?
I'm not joking you. Big fists, big arms, fists.
How?
Big fucking giant. They were like missiles. They were literally called the American challenge. So they would be like the shape of like missiles and stuff. Like,
I don't know how people are shoving that inside.
Sweetie,
them.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
It blew my mind, but it is what it is.
Something, but anyway.
Fucking blew that fucking pelvis out.
Oh my gosh.
You'd be having prolapses left, right, and center.
I just don't know how that.
Have you ever seen rose budding?
No.
Proceed with caution.
Okay. What is it? I'm so excited.
It's not exciting. Oh.
Do I look it up? Like, what are we doing? What is
you can look it up.
Rose budding.
Or just, like I said, proceed with caution.
I love a good doc.
It's definitely 18 plus.
Rose bud.
Rose budding.
It's coming up rose budding in pigs.
Oh my God, don't look at it in pigs. Don't look at it in pigs. Okay. Like, just in porn. It was too much for me to.
Wait, no, everything's just coming up rose buds.
How weird. Okay. Oh, darn, I seen it. And what I'm is it? Fucking disturbed. I'm so excited. It's like 18 plus.
Okay.
Don't be excited.
Really? What is it? What the fuck? No, I'm going to vomit. I actually feel sick.
I don't. told you to proceed with caution.
I actually feel sick.
My boss at the time was like, Jamie Lee, I need you to look up rose budding. And I was like,
I put it, get that off my screen. Like, take that off my fuck you. What the fuck?
Take it off. Okay, then I can't look at it. It literally makes me feel sick.
Yes.
It literally makes me feel sick.
No, I can't. Shut up.
Yeah, people actually have sex with it and like put things on it and touch them and yeah, don't look at it. Okay, sorry.
Oh my god! No, I feel ill.
You know when you just like realize you're really
in my throat.
Do you know when you?
Oh my god!
Do you know when you realize you're really vanilla?
Cut! That's not even vanilla. That you need to go to hospital, man. That's a fucking problem. Oh my gosh! Oh my god! Oh my gosh!
Fuck off! Don't look it up.
What did you type in for that?
Rose budding sex.
Oh my god! I feel actually sick.
When I mean proceed with caution, I genuinely mean proceed with caution. I get really excited
to see different that. I cannot describe how sick I feel in my throat.
I know. When you were like, I'm excited, I was like, please don't be excited.
That is fucked up.
When my boss was like, you need to look that up because we've had a few people come in and ask about it. And I was like,
I'm sorry.
I was like, what is it? And she's like, oh, just look it up on the computer.
I'm sorry.
And I was like,
why are people coming in for that?
Because they need to know. They wanted to put like people.
I'm sorry. Just, like what?
You know, sometimes, like I said, you think that you know things that are going on and you just simply don't know what's going on. With a genuinely,
why the fuck are they going into a sex shop? Go see a doctor, mate. Like that.
Well,
is,
it is literally a prolapse, right? So a lot of women have prolapses after they have children.
Listen to me. I have seen pictures of that shit is not a prolapse.
It's next level stuff.
That's not a prolapse. That is not a fucking prolapse.
It is.
Nah, that is like
prolapsed
assholes. Baboon's fucking ass. Is I don't even know what that is. It's just
don't just. Just proceed with caution, okay?
But the thing that I – because the one photo that come up is they're making it happen.
Oh, yes, they push – like they literally – you get paid
more. There's like a suction thing.
Yeah. So you can get paid more, obviously, for having
so know what it is.
It's really fetishy and next level kink stuff.
No, that's not a prolapse. You know what it is? It reminded me of when everyone was doing the Kylie Jenner lip challenge with the glasses.
Oh, you can get vacuums for like your vagina – and like your penis and stuff. You know how you have like penis pumps?
Yeah.
But you can actually get ones for vaginas.
Yeah, for your pussy lips.
Yeah, for your whole vagina. Yeah.
I have seen that before.
Yeah. It's the same thing. You can get them for your nipples. It just like creates more sensation within the area, more sensitivity. But obviously it's a really engorged look. That is a bit different. That's not.
No, that looks like you need to go to the hospital.
Yes, you would need to go to the hospital. But it's a kink. Like it's a fucking next level shit. I'm telling you, mind-blowing, disturbing, not for me. Caitlin's face is just shock.
But then to actually have sex with – oh, just don't even talk about it. No. Anyway, it's good topic.
Let's transition into another topic that I
– It also looks bloody.
Don't. It makes me feel sick. I know. Why do you think I didn't want to look at it?
It's so
literally makes me ill.
Big. But like what pants can you wear after that?
Sweetie, I don't know what's going on. I don't
How
have
do you
answers.
Sit down? I don't know.
Just, I don't right, have answers. Right.
How do you shit? Oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
There's so many. You know when you end up with more questions than
keep
answers?
Going, but, like stop it. You try and tell yourself to stop, but your brain's like, oh, what? No.
Was there any more secrets or confessions?
Oh. Let me see. Did you just push my chair?
I did, but I actually didn't mean to.
You like how this could be?
Oh my god, so funny.
Hooked up with my fling's roommates one night after the other on the same night, room hopping. Ha ha ha, he had no clue.
You do you, boo boo. They sure had a fucking clue afterwards. I wonder if they talked about it.
Yeah, and like, is it just a random hookup? Wait, you're always your fling, right? Your fling's roommate.
How does that happen? You'd be like, I'm just going to pop to the bathroom.
You know what happens though? Because boys, after they ejaculate, fall asleep like that.
True.
Like, honestly.
And then you could really just, like, be, like, go into the lounge room and just, like, oh, you know, talk, like, oh, he's asleep.
The next minute you're in a dick. Wow.
No, oh, my God, I don't know how that happened.
Oh, hopefully you used a condom.
No,
I hate the feeling of, like, cum oozing out it. And then
But I think when you're, like, doing casual sex like that, you it's more anyway. Of a, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah. I wouldn't know.
You're really not risking that, are you? You don't want to fall pregnant when you're single.
True.
You know what I mean? True. Like, you're less likely to do that. What a vibe. Yeah. You do you, sweetie.
Yeah.
Living you're only life. Fucking young hair and hot free once. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the one is, I got this little video, and this is – I found this video on TikTok, and I found it so funny. I want you to ask your man if he sniffs your undies.
I'm sorry.
Why? You need to ask your man if he sniffs your undies. This chick was like, you think he's not sniffing your undies, but when you're not there, he's sniffing them.
Why?
Why? For your scent. Because then this video was when sometimes you shouldn't sniff your missus' knickers. And he sniffed and he's like, whoo! Oh. But then went back for a second sniff.
Of course you do.
Right? So funny, yeah. And then everyone in the comments was like, I've been with my husband 5 years and I would never think that he would do it. And I just asked him and he said, yeah, all the time. And she's like, I don't know what to do. And there was multiple comments like that, like where they had asked their partner.
Have you asked John?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Absolutely.
He has?
Absolutely.
What the fuck?
Not inconspicuously. No, like he there. Would. Yeah, he's not like
fucking at work. He's like, just wait, when I need my break.
No, just as like more of a joke when I'm like, when he's doing my washing.
When you're ovulating?
No. No, when
I smell babies.
No, when he's like folding my washing.
Yeah, yeah. Also, they clean. Like,
oh, and I'm that? Like, well, that's well, I don't know.
Does that still count?
I don't think so. I think it's more fun, like joking, like. Trying to be jokey, you know.
I don't think Michael does. But then a lot of those other women do.
Literally, that's what I was like, but are they going to tell us the truth? Are they really going to tell us that they're out there sniffing our undies when we're not home?
Have you ever sniffed my undies before? You know who does, though? That fucker over there.
Your dog.
Yeah. He will chew my undies.
Yeah, dogs do that. Well, men are sort of like dogs, aren't they?
I'm
joking.
Ted, we don't need your attention. We're just talking about you.
Men are not like dogs. I'm just joking. But yeah, I thought that would be so funny. Ask your man.
Ask your man if he's ever sniffed your undies before.
Yep. I think there's more out there than we.
Well, is there anything you've ever done that you wouldn't tell your partner? Like in those.
That's sort of like weirdish.
Not like big, but like weirdish. Yeah, like sort of weirdish little things.
Not
that I can think of at the top of my head anyway.
Like. Not unless I'm like joking in front of him, but even then, like,
yeah,
like when John does it, it's like he tries to be funny,
yeah,
and I'm like, they're clean, so
go knock yourself out, mate.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, I don't think it doesn't really do anything, but like, but there would definitely be guys out there that would sniff undies.
Well, people pay for it, right?
Like 100%
for it,
because then you could just leave, you know, if that really turns him on, having that conversation, you could just like. Put your knickers beside him. That's like a little flirting.
Oh, they would like the vabbing.
Would they though? It's not the knickers.
But the knickers still the smell. Is different.
But then
but it might be the thought like they've been wearing these all day.
Yeah, like the sneakiness of sniffing the undies too.
Ooh.
There was a lot of comments.
Really?
A lot. Like, that's why I literally wanted to mention it, because I found it so funny. And John and I were listening. He's like, whoa. He's like, there's a lot. Like, there's really guys out here like sniffing your knickers.
Oh my gosh, I've heard like people, creepy neighbors, that like steal their knickers off the.
Yep, there's a guy in Gladstone that does that. Yeah. Like literally steal your knickers off your clothesline. Yeah. Like the undie thief or something. Like they give him a name.
What?
Yep. Yeah, there's really somebody.
Wow.
Yeah. And apparently they went, was it in Gladstone? Well, it was like a story. I don't know if it was in Gladstone or a story. Where they went to his house and they had like, he had like piles of women's knickers.
Oh.
Yeah, that he'd been stealing off people's clotheslines.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, but like, that to me just doesn't make sense. Like, they're washed. Just go buy some.
Yeah. Maybe he's wearing them.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a thought.
Thought that someone's actually worn them.
Then you'd want them dirty, wouldn't you? That's what I thought. Isn't that the whole point of it?
Yeah. That's why people pay for dirty knickers.
Listen, I don't know. Yeah. Everyone has their kink. What's your biggest kink? I would want to know people's biggest kink.
Yeah.
Like, just submit them.
I feel like I've thought about this for myself, and I was like, I don't really have – maybe I need to get out more. Maybe I need to see more shit.
Yeah.
Like a kink, not
– which is surprising, not, considering you worked at a sex shop and you've seen a lot of shit.
Yeah, but nothing, like, piqued my interest.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah.
Right, so, like, I just love knowing all that shit. Yeah. But nothing was, like
– oh, yeah, fuck it up.
Yeah. Maybe massage is, like –
yeah, you
but, like, but then I'm like, is that really a kink?
No, not really. It's just a turn on.
Yeah. But kinks are sort of turn ons.
Yeah, but they're not like they are, but they aren't, right?
What defines a kink?
Let me look it up.
Because when you think about
it. Hey Siri, what is a kink?
Why should
no, not cage. Oh.
Wait, why is your Siri a man?
Hey Siri, because I like to be spoken to by a man. Hey Siri.
We found Caitlin's kink.
What is a kink?
Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
What is a kink?
Here's what I found.
Who the fuck is Kevin Mayer? Let me just look it up.
Get his little fingers working.
Okay. It's a person's unusual sexual preference.
What is makes unusual?
Oh, see, this is where we go fucking too deep and shit. Let's just let it be. Unusual is just unusual, okay?
To who?
I know. But they obviously know it's a kink.
So I guess like feet would be a kink because it wouldn't be considered your usual traditional, normal.
Yeah. Whereas neck, I love a good neck.
Yeah, that feels normal.
Yeah. It
feels normal turn on.
Yep.
Sniffing knickers, I guess, is out of the norm.
That's not the norm.
Like to get off on it.
I don't go out of my way to sniff a
knicker. Also, a kink, is it a sexual arousal? Is it sexual arousal from something out of the ordinary? Because I would assume it is.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why is it a kink?
Yeah. Isn't that what the
definition was? Oh, I can't remember. Oh. Kelly, my memory is shot,
I don't
sweetie.
Know what's going on.
Okay. Or like, yeah, like people that are attracted to like.
Like your foot fetish guy. Was that a kink that he liked to
see? Yeah, that's a kink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so I think what's the difference between a kink and a fetish?
Fetish is where you're like, I guess, like obsessed with it. Wouldn't you think?
What? Is the different? This is real time. what is it? Research, guys.
Okay, a fetish is a form of sexual desire in which gratification is linked to an abnormal degree to a particular object, item of clothing, part of the body, etc. A man with a fetish for surgical masks. Okay, an inanimate object worshipped for its supposed magical powers. Or because it is considered to be inhabited by spirit. Okay, that's a bit mad. I would say, okay. So it's the abnormal. Okay, so it's like almost being able to orgasm.
It's like when guys have sex with cars?
Yes. Yes. Right. So it's being able to orgasm and be able to actually get gratification from that particular object, like right. An abnormal amount.
Okay.
So there's guys that like ass, right? Like they're like an ass man.
Yeah.
But then there are people that are like completely fetish it. They fetish it. Like it's like this next level obsession and gratification from someone with a big ass.
Right.
Or like women with like, you know, you have like big boobs, but then there's guys that might be like, oh my God, I'm like overwhelmingly obsessed with boobs. Like I could literally – of toes. Like I could literally blow my load over your toes and be just that, like that is what turns you on, not the person, not the experience, but rather that object.
Okay.
A kink must be something that you just kind of like enjoy.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense then.
Yeah.
Which is why I think this is such a fine line between the two though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that is
no, because a kink technically isn't about an object or a certain
particular
thing. No, it's about
an unusual, a sexual experience, like a sexual.
Fucking interesting. Moving as far on.
Wrap your willies.
We were. Don't be silly. Wrap your willy. We were going to talk about menstrual cycles, but. I actually think we might keep that for next time.
Yeah, I feel like we can – that will be a pretty long one.
Yeah, so. I think it'll be really interesting talking about our sexual
– wow.
Wow. I just flipped this over to the notes from the last podcast. And then I was looking at sniffing undies in secrets and I was like.
Oh, and do they sniff them after your period?
I guess if you're into sniffing.
Do you reckon there's many people out there that give rainbow kisses?
Oh, that is disturbing to me.
But I feel like people would love that.
Oh, they would. It would be a thing for people.
Yeah.
I could imagine.
Okay.
It's not for me.
Those people would be the same people like rosebudding. No, stop it. Okay. That we're going to leave you with that note.
I honestly, when I say proceed, I tried to tell Caitlin to proceed with caution.
I thought if you I have to see it.
If you have a weak stomach, don't look it up.
But now you're going to be inclined to. You're going to want to. And just say we warned you.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Clench your butthole.
Until next time, guys. We'll see you later. Bye.